Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you. So today, we're taking your comments and your questions. You're watching. It's Monday. We are very alive because of Jesus, yeah. Thank God. Give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. If you are calling and you are outside North America, you can reach us at 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So you know how this goes. We always put a question out there for you. And the question for today's show was this: why is it more blessed to give than to receive? And this is from Acts 20:35.
Yeah, it's St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, remember the words of our Lord Jesus and how he said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So it's not a direct quote from a particular book, because if you look around, you would find the quote. But evidently, he heard this, mm-hmm. St. Paul, or it was an oral tradition that came down that Jesus said that. We certainly can believe that.
Right.
It's better to give than it is to receive. We wanted to say a word about my Aunt Millie Pinto, Carmela Pinto. I introduced our family to my Aunt Millie, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago, because she was really aging, and she's a big fan of EWTN, big fan of At Home with Jim and Joy. And she would say, Jimmy boy, when you welcome everybody, I know you're looking right at me. That's what she would say. She's passed away. And actually, her funeral is today back in New Jersey, 105 years old, 1919 to 2024. She was all about life, faith, family. She lost her husband, Mario. This is one of the five Pinto brothers. My father was one of them. And so she married one of the Pinto brothers, Mario. My father was a milkman. Mario was a milkman. Go door to door, apartments, delivering milk. When you deliver milk, you leave the side door open so you can run out and deliver milk. My uncle Mario had a premonition. And he told my Aunt Millie, who's just passed away now, that, you know, he had a foreboding that something was going to happen to him. And I think he made some special plans for her. And sure enough, he got hit by a car, knocked the truck over, and it landed on Uncle Mario. She was a widow for 60 years. Mm. And when I would speak to her, and I asked her one time, I kind of ventured in and said, do you remember the day Uncle Mario died? And she said, I remember everything. And she shared with me, you know, that day. Her daughter, Anna, is just tremendous, who cared for her over these 60 years, she's a widow.
And Anna is in her 80s.
Yeah, Anna's in her 80s. And so she cared for her, mm-hmm. also for her brother, Mario. She cared for her husband, who recently passed away of dementia and Alzheimer's. But yet the mother, she lived. I spoke to her 2 months ago. She said, Jimmy, I have all my faculties. I can remember everything. She goes, why am I here? Mm. I said, because, you know, we love you. And you mean so much in our lives. And anyway, she's passed on. We wanted to mention that to you. She's a wonderful woman. I would mention her year by year. And also my granddaughter, who was a Millie. So we'd say, oh,
they were born Millie
on
was born on the same day.
So we say, yeah, Aunt Millie's, you know, 98 and Millie's 2 and then 99 and Millie's 2. So we put them both up. They're both Millie's bookends. The sanctity of life. We honor our people in the womb, little children, and the elderly. Aunt Millie, requiescat in pace, rest in peace, and hopefully you are now face to face with your former husband, your brother in Christ.
Mm.
So condolences to the family, especially Anna. A question for the day. Why is it more blessed to give than to receive? Why? Why is it more blessed to give than to receive? Acts 20:35. 1-800-221-9460, 205-271-2980. Give us a call. Participate in the show. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, remember that today we're taking your comments and your questions on our show. So if you're watching live, give us a jingle. It's 1-800-221-9460. Outside North America, you can reach us at 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with your question or your comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com and check us out on Facebook. So here's the question. Why is it more blessed to give than to receive? And this is from Acts 20:35.
We want your participation. If you call us, email us, Facebook us. Is it? And we've had a number of responses, and some people kind of challenge that a little bit. Well, I think and it's not that receiving isn't important, but perhaps there's an emphasis here. At least Jesus said it. It's more blessed to give than to receive. We know we can't give the way we need to give unless we receive Jesus,
right,
and we're blessed in him. We know that Peter becomes a great giver, but Peter, when Jesus said, I want to wash your feet, Peter said, you'll never wash me.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said to Peter, unless I wash you, you have no part in me. So he said, well, not just my feet, my whole body. He says, you know, Peter, you're not quite getting it. Mm-hmm. Your whole body doesn't need to be cleansed. But so there's an emphasis on giving, but we can only give the right way if we receive. So we're just interested in your responses. Why is it more blessed to give than to receive? If you've got some examples of that, or you want to share about that personally, give us a phone call. We want to hear from you.
Well, for me, as a woman and as a nurturer, the way God made me, I like to give. I even like to give gifts. I like to give money away. You like to give money away. We like to give. We're good givers because Jesus came in and changed our lives. And we get that everything that we have in this life, it's because of Jesus. So he gave us the ultimate. And so that just changes the way that you operate as a human being, from your heart, from your thoughts, in ways that you even compliment somebody else, or you're just giving and loving because God has given you everything.
Yeah.
And it's easy when your heart has been set on fire by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he changes you, everything changes. How you speak, how you walk, how you act, what you do, your money, everything that you own, everything that you possess. It's all God just saying, I need for you to be a good steward of that. What are you doing with that? And we should be giving minimum 10% of our income away. That's minimum. And we should be a cheerful giver in ways that we give and love and serve. It's easy for me. I like that. There are some people, and I don't receive so well. I like to give and do that. But it is more blessed. And I just like making people happy with that. With you,
yes.
With our children, with our grandchildren, with those that I work with those that we work with who come as clients. So it's important that your heart be generous because God loves a cheerful giver.
10% is stated in Scripture. It's recommended in the church, but some people can't reach that, but they need to be giving. Others, you don't have to stop at 10%. You give more.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a very giving person in so many ways. Although one New Year's, you said you were going to give me more kisses.
I did.
And you did not that year, okay? And I was excited about that.
So you started kissing me more.
You tricked me.
It was a
because
benefit.
I started like kissing you more. And you didn't, you know, so
but
I don't know what that's
about. But it was a benefit
that
I received.
We have Sylvia on the phone. Sylvia, welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy. Thanks for calling us. What do you think about the saying of our Lord Jesus Christ and how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive? How does that relate to your life, Sylvia?
Hi, Jim. Hi, Joy. I'd have to say yes. I tend to sometimes give more than, because I have to work on accepting. Sometimes I'm not that good at accepting. I don't know, I feel bad or whatever, and I shouldn't be, because I should also accept. And I'm learning that. But you know, when you think about it too, when you know giving, you know, with God said, you know, he loves the world so much that he gave his only son.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That's big.
Yes. So what does that do to you? How does that motivate you? For God so loved the world, he gave. It seems like giving is at the essence of who God is in the Holy Trinity. The Father's given to the Son, the Son's given to the Father, Son's given to, yeah. But how does that empower you then to know that kind of the essence of God's being is to give, and how does that motivate you, or how does he work through you to give?
I don't know. Sometimes I think I've always been that way, like to, you know, to give. And I, and like as I have stated, there are so many ways that you can give. You know, it's you can give your time. Maybe somebody needs encouragement, healing words, a donation, love, that's giving, you know. It's not just things. They're not just things where you can do something nice for someone. They're all gifts in different ways, and not just like a physical gift.
Right.
And, of course, not expecting anything back, no expectations, just give a of yourself.
Yes.
You know, that's how I see it. I don't know. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Sylvia, thank you so much for your insights. I think you made some very important comments, and I hope that others will call in. So thank you so very, very much.
You
know, Sylvia, Sylvia made some great points. She, because giving is in the essence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how God is. We're made in the image and likeness of God. And at the very heart of God, three persons, eternally three persons, one divinity. That's what we believe, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that they're three persons and they relate to each other. They give to one another. Jesus doesn't talk about Jesus. Jesus talks about the Father. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, and he's lifting up Jesus. He's lifting up the Father. He's empowering the people, the body of Christ. So they're all blowing upon the sail of the other one. That's what we're supposed to be modeling,
right,
as a husband and as a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be relating and giving, blowing upon the sail. If God graces us with a child, then there's a Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And we care for one another. We lift up our children. And it's this whole thing again of it's being made in the image of God. And that the essence of God is giving.
Mm-hmm.
For God so loved the world, Sylvia said, that he gave his only begotten son.
Right. And it should be evidence in all of us as Christians when we say we belong to Jesus, that it should just be fruits. This should be an abundance that flows out of all of us. There should be, we shouldn't be selfish. We shouldn't be hoarding. We shouldn't be faithless. We shouldn't be hopeless. We shouldn't be selfish. And so there's a mark that the ways that we should act and be and do. And if we are being those ways, that's the beautiful thing about going into confession, is to say, Lord, examine my heart. Where are ways where I am being selfish, or I am being fearful and I'm holding on and I'm hoarding and I'm not, or there's something wounded inside of me where I'm not flowing with verbal compliments, or I'm not speaking kind words to somebody. Ways that we can be and do and act where we need to be more like Jesus and to be generous in all that we do. And Sylvia also, you know, shared, sometimes it's listening to somebody. You know, I have the privilege of being a client advocate at the Pregnancy Medical Center, and it's just a privilege sometimes to hear their stories and their sufferings and to have somebody listen to them who doesn't want anything from them, but just to hear their heart. And maybe you need to be that person. Well, I don't have time to listen to this story. La, 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 la. Whatever it is, take time. Listen. Let someone, for me, even with our daughters, I call them heart dumps. My Anne and Rebecca, they'll call and they'll just go, Ma, and they'll tell me, la, 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 all this stuff that's going on, and they don't want me to fix it. They know they have the answers. They just want to tell it. And so I'll just go, I'm just listening.
How'd you do that?
You know.
I need to know.
Because you're like, well, what was that about? And I said, nothing to be solved. Just to be heard.
And so that's giving.
That's giving, just to listen to her heart. You know, and then she'll text me back, hey, thanks for listening. You know, and that's a gift. That's a way that we can listen and come up alongside somebody and just hear them and listen with them and walk with them through something that they're going to figure out, but they just needed to share that with you. And we do that in marriage, right? I'll come home and I'll have something I'll need to tell you, and you'll do that, something, things that we can't fix for each other, but we just want to hear for one another and to love with one another and to say, how can I pray about that for you? What, you know, how can God enter in and make a difference? And usually it's how we're responding. I got so angry. You know, that wasn't the best version of myself. You know, we can listen, we can correct, we can love, we can give. And I think that in our daily living, that's a gift that we give back to God, to be the best version of ourselves, that we would be imitators of who He is.
We want to take this comment, just remind me, I want to speak about receiving and blessing other people. You want to say the comment?
Yeah. For me, it is waiting to take a second plate during mealtime until my growing son has gotten full. And this is Matthew from Facebook, which is true, right? Sometimes maybe the father would like to have a second meal, but maybe he's offering that up and saying, you need to be full, and I'm going to give up my meal that you would eat your meal.
Okay, well, that's a serious matter, too.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of people, that's really the condition.
Yeah.
That there's not enough to go around at the meal table.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've experienced a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing. And that's what parents are about, that they are to lay down their lives for their children. Talk about giving, talk about motherhood. The feminine genius, it's called, right? What does that mean, that women are in touch in a unique way with children? Why? Because they have a womb. Whether they have children or not, Mother Angelica was in touch. Right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
She was mother because of her womb. And we had this one guest who's a very bright woman. She was on, I think she was thinking about being, I don't know what it was, a professor or something. And so she said, no, or maybe to go into a convent. She said, no, I want to be a mother. She says, because I could emulate, I'm not doing exactly what Jesus did in terms of salvation, but what other vocation can you have where you give your body and blood for someone? I want to give my body and my blood to my children. Like, you know, for guys, it's like, whoa, what are you talking about? I mean, you really literally give your body, your blood, your water, your fluids for this other person. How beautiful is that?
Right.
Women are built in a special way to nurture and to give in a way that men can't. Men should be protectors, providers, whatever it is. But that the depth of giving yourself, and of course, emotionally and psychologically and spiritually, as a mother, how that needs to be renewed, that high calling.
Yeah, that is true. And femininity and the beauty of woman needs to be restored to our cultures. So if you're a woman out there, you need to live well and the beautiful woman that God has made you to be and celebrate who you are. And we need to stop apologizing for loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Thanks for the call and for the comments. May we meditate upon that truth. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. May we allow the Holy Spirit, the sacrament that we receive, especially in Holy Eucharist, to empower us as Jesus gives Himself, deposits Himself in our bodies, that we might go out into the world and give ourselves away for others. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we're going to hear from our friends, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, about giving to others through the ministry of family life.
All Christians are called to serve the church, but sometimes it's hard to find time to get involved in ministry.
Well, the most important ministry might be right in front of your nose. Marriage and family life.
Catholics usually think of ministry as, you know, the churchy stuff we do at church. Things like being a lector, singing in the choir, doing charitable work in the community.
But those things are great, but none of them compares to the ministry of marriage and family life. In a sense, ministry is any activity that communicates God's love to another person. If that doesn't describe Christian marriage and family life, then I don't know what does.
Now, technically, the word ministry is reserved for those things bishops and priests do to build the kingdom. We usually use the word apostolate for the kingdom-building work of the laity. But in Familiaris Consortio, even St. John Paul referred to the family as a true ministry through which the gospel is transmitted and radiated.
Call it whatever you like. Marriage and family life isn't just something that gets in the way of doing the really important stuff for God. Creating a strong, godly family is one of the most important things we can do to witness God's love, first to the people under our roof, and then to the world at large.
St. John Paul wrote that God calls families to perform four critical ministries: to create intimate, godly households that become the foundation of a just society, to serve life by having children and raising them to be godly people, to be instruments of graceful change in our communities, and to bring God to the people who share our lives, especially our friends and relations who might never darken the door of a church. Well, that work seems pretty important to me.
Marriage and family life isn't just something you have or that you have to put up with. It's God's invitation to you to participate in His plan for setting hearts on fire with His love and showing His face to the world. If you really want to do important ministry work, make time for your family.
If you want more ideas for celebrating the power of a godly family, check out Discovering God Together, the Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids.
Pop checks are just incredible.
They are.
They got there in 4 points. Excellent. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of minutes. Maybe we can share a few other things. What comes to mind for me is the importance of giving in the midst of this culture of death and throwaway culture and suicidal culture more and more with our young people. I think it's the second cause of death is suicide from teenagers to about age 30-something. And I think one of the keys is that we need to learn and teach our children and model or give them experiences at a soup kitchen, pregnancy medical centers, Habitat for Humanity, but that it's better to give than it is to receive. Mm. And that when you give away, you lose your life. And when you lose your life, you find your life. So it just seems like adults as well as children are so preoccupied with overly receiving or thinking about themselves or being on their phones or whatever's going on, that they've not learned how to give yourself away.
Mm.
And when they do give themselves away, when there's a higher call besides just yourself, Jesus said, when you lose your life, when you give your life away, you're going to find your life. And we have a bunch of young people who haven't found their lives. And they've eaten up all the stuff that's coming to them about the way they look and how they share and bullying and so on. No, just get them on a mission. We live in the inner city in a 90% African-American community to work for racial reconciliation. And we started a soup kitchen, other things. So our kids were always giving, but even that wasn't enough. We sent them to a third world country and said, we want you to have more. When they came back, our one daughter didn't speak like for a whole day or a day and a half. And I said, you know, what's the matter, Rebecca? What's going on? She goes, crying. She says, we have so much. We have so much. And she saw people who had so little. Give your life away and you'll find Christ, because at the essence of Christ, it's this whole idea of make a donation of yourself, a full donation of yourself, and suddenly you find your life because you're connecting with the essence of God.
Well, and that is really true. And so we want to be the best version of ourselves. We can't do that without the power of the Holy Spirit. So ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and set your heart on fire, that you would then imitate Him. And when you go to bed at night, you examine your conscience. Say, Lord, how did I fail? Where did we have great success? Because at the end of the day, you and I do what we do for the audience of one, just Jesus. So today, let your light shine. Let your love matter in this world that is so hungry right now for the truth and for your beautiful witness. And we're going to have a great show in our next two shows.
Wednesday and Thursday. Join us next time for a conversation with Masango Osung and Selena Mary Opalecki, right?
Yeah.
And so they're going to be sharing with us about Marian consecration. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic. These people are on fire. And it's Marian consecration for your children. They have 33 days of consecration. Excellent teachings. They have...
For families.
For families. They've got videos for every day. And they have these little cartoons about kids that are visiting with Sister Lucia. It's going to be fantastic. Mother Mary, help us to know Jesus better. Pray for us that the renewal you desire for the Catholic Church and for people who name your name all over the world would come about. God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.